Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I want you to sit back and relax. We're going to play some good music for you. And I just want to just encourage someone out there, cause, you know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing in life, I just want to encourage you that God has his hands on you. And when you feel as if you cannot go on, just know that God has his hands on you. You know, I do this radio show to hopefully bring hope to you guys, and it also brings hope, encourages me as well. Because one of the things about it is that when we're going through things in life, we want to know that we can make it, that we're not alone, that God is with us, that God will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So I just want to encourage you out there to just know, even before we get started listening to music, that regardless of your situation, regardless of your circumstances, God is bigger. And if God is bigger than your circumstances, you will be okay. You know, sometimes in life, things don't happen the way we expect them to happen. But, you know, God is in control regardless of what we're experiencing. Regardless of what might be happening, God is still in control. And that's what I want to encourage you guys with tonight. Just know that God is in control regardless of what you're experiencing, regardless of what's happening in your life. If we can move to that point, right there where we're not so focused on our situation, but we're more so focused on God, we're going to see God move in our lives. I think about Job. You know, not one of the, probably not one of those characters in the Bible that people say, that's my favorite character, because Job went through some things. Job experienced some things, and we don't like to be in discomfort. We don't like going through situations. We don't like experiencing life's lessons, because we sometimes are looking and saying, why am I going through this? Why should I have to go through this? So sometimes in our lives, we don't like to deal with life's lessons. So that's what reminds me of Job. And the thing about Job is that he lost everything. But even though he lost everything, he still did not curse God. He still did not turn away from God. But he turned to God. He trusted God. He believed God. He still prayed to God. And when Job's wife was like, you know, why didn't you just curse God? Why are you still praising him? And one thing about it, he remembered, he knew where his hope came from. He knew where his joy came from. Even though he was going through that, he's like, I'm not going to curse God. God is all powerful. And why am I saying this? I'm saying this because there might be someone here right now today. And you might be feeling like him. You know, you might be going through your own personal thing. You might be feeling as if, you know, you're all alone and how am I going to get through this? I want you to know that God can take what the enemy means for evil and turn around for your good. He can take those situations of discomfort, those situations of fear, and God can turn those things around. Because greater is he who lives within you than he who lives within the world. Indeed, Job might not be your favorite character, but several different things we can learn from looking at the life of Job. And that is this: regardless of what you're going through, God is always in control. Your situation is not in control of you. God is in control of your situation. God is in control of that thing that you're experiencing right now in your life. And we're all going through things. We're all experiencing things. So I just want to encourage someone with that word today. You might be going through some discomfort. You might feel as if, you know, I am not making this. I'm not making it. But I want you to think about this. In the end, glory, in the end of Job's life, God blessed him abundantly. He did lose his children. God blessed him with more kids. And God restored him. Life happens. I want to encourage you today to know that God can restore you. One thing I need you to do is believe that he can restore you. He can bring you through your situation, and he can restore you.
I'm not the seven limits and higher calling. Oh my. There's a blessing. Disappointments that we cause on ourselves, but we know it's all for a reason, because there's a blessing in your lesson. Ooh. Any hard trials, sing Andrea.
This is G Wright. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. That was Isaac Carey with LeAndria, with Blessing in Your Lesson, that goes along with what I was telling you about before. You know, there is a blessing in your lesson. The lesson might be a bitter pill to swallow. It might be something that brings great discomfort. And again, I look at the life of Job. Then I can look at the life of Paul. I can look and see the life of Paul and just see there's a part in the scripture where Paul talked about a thorn that was in his side. God gave him the grace to get through and to do his will, even with that thorn in his side, even with that situation that wouldn't seem to be correct or whatever he was going through. You know, because that wasn't the main focus. The main focus was the fact that sometimes we've got to just continue through it. But I want to tell you this, when you continue through it, when you continue through it and you keep on going, God can work in your life. Thank God for his great faithfulness. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. This is my girl, Deraylin Lyles, with great.
So tonight I'm sharing with you some of my originals. That was one that the Lord gave me many years ago. And this is another that I want to share with you. How many of y'all know that God is amazing? And I hope if you don't know him, that you'll get to know him. And this next song talks about the faithfulness of God. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you.
What's happening? This is Simone Malone, your radio feel-good man of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright. That's right, the Heart of Love Radio Show. You stay right there and enjoy G. Wright.
My soul.
Listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. That was Vanessa Bell Armstrong with So Good to Me. And before that was Teresa Pinkney with Silent Praise. You know what? No matter what you're going through, I want you guys to know that there's someone who loves you. Check this out. This is one of my tracks from back in the day. This is G Wright. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show.
mindset. Don't you know you're not alone? There's someone up above. He's looking down on you. Pick up that long face. Wipe those tears, wipe them away. Joy is here, peace is here, love is here. Hear me.
Let this be our prayer. I pray we'll find your love.
I pray we'll find your love.
And hold it in our hearts.
And hold it in our hearts.
When stars go out each night.
Stars go out each night.
Remind us where you are.
Remind us where you are.
Let this be our
prayer. Let this be our prayer.
When shadows fill our day.
When shadows fill our day.
Oh Lord, lead us to a place of mind.
Guide us with your grace.
Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so
about your goodness, Lord.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was none other than Jackie Clark Chisholm with On My Mind. You know what? I cannot wait for her project to come out. I know it's going to be slamming. I'm just waiting for the whole video and everything. Excuse me, but that song has really blessed me so much this season. You know, and not only that, I'm going to play this other song from her from project called My Season. Before, you heard the song, the duet. And that was none other than Don McClurkin and Yolanda Adams. This next song is another one of Jackie Clark Chisholm's newest songs from her upcoming CD. This is entitled My Season.
Season change. out. Everything your heart desires is right here.
So say God bless you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, I just want you guys to know that God loves you. God cares for you. And despite what you might be going through, I want you to know that God will not leave you. He will not abandon you. Just continue to keep Him first in your life, regardless. God bless you.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me.
Cause I'm not afraid to do.
Woo! Come somebody.